Network.
Bob Chapman, an America hater, he hates tyranny. He's an America hater. He's racist towards aliens from the planet Wiggle Bob. He doesn't like Nazis either. Racist. He's not allowed to have a political view. Probably doesn't like the Aztecs either. Racist. Doesn't like child sacrifice. All right, I'm going to stop being sarcastic here, but I'm illustrating absurdity by being absurd. Richard in Vermont, probably a terrorist as well. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex and Bob?
Good.
Yeah, I'm definitely a terrorist. I actually withdrew all my money out of the bank yesterday, and I told them to start sending my unemployment checks to my house and stop taking taxes out of them because getting nailed so much. But
so you're fed up. You're standing up.
I mean, you can only throw up so much.
Well, you're like the founding fathers, an actual real man putting it all on the line. How an American. Sorry.
Yeah. I wanted to mention, I was looking at a video that they had on MSNBC, and they showed all of the tsunami is starting to affect the West Coast down in the Monterey Bay area. And what was happening was all of the boats that were moored there were starting to come out. It looked like they were moving out to sea from...
Yeah,
from
that happens. That happens generally. There's different types, but yeah, they get sucked out first before the wave comes back in.
What I wanted to do was remind everybody that I remember the Indonesian tsunami. They had a bunch of kids that were playing on the beach, and when the water receded so far back, there were fish flopping around on the sand because the kids ran out to play with the fish and stuff
like
that.
There could be a big tsunami in the next few hours headed out there.
Well, what happens is these kids went out there and they were playing because the tide receded so quickly because the energy of the tsunami sucks the water out before it actually comes back in and pulls forth. And I'm just saying, if anybody is out there on the West Coast and you got kids playing on the beach and they think that would be fun to go grab onto a couple of fish and stuff like that, stay the hell out of the way, because when the water comes back in, you can kiss your kids goodbye. I watched these kids get floated away on that wave, and
I've seen the footage as well. God bless you, Richard. Great points. And to be sarcastic again, how dare him as a citizen have his own view and try to warn people? There's government announcements to warn people. You're not supposed to out there be calling into shows trying to warn people. That's kind of vigilante, isn't it, Bob Chapman?
It certainly is. It certainly is.
Very shameful, Richard. John in California, probably another evil person. John, you even know how to talk. That's against the law.
Yeah, and I also listen to the Bill of Rights every night before I go to bed, so I'm definitely a terrorist.
That's like satanic verses. Sorry.
I've been waking up in the last 3 weeks, and it's all because of you. You're an invaluable resource to America and humanity. Just keep doing what you're doing. All right, two things, abiotic oil and the Bakken oil field. I heard Lindsay talk a little bit about sweet crude in the Bakken oil field. The limited research I've done, granted, it's not enough to do what I'm saying justice, but what I've seen is it's oil shale in the Bakken oil field.
No.
If you can have Lindsay expand on sweet
crude. Listen, when you drill in those areas, you may hit oil at 8 or 9 areas. There's shale. There's stuff down 15,000 feet. There's multi-levels in deep drilling. They hit natural gas. They hit oil deposits. It depends on what they think the biggest load is that they're going for. Bob Chapman, you want to end the show explaining that to John?
Well, I think you've overviewed it quickly and correctly. And it's wherever they think they'll get the biggest payoff. I understand from subscribers that there's a lot of activity in North Dakota right now, and they're building tanks, for usage for holding. And Halliburton and others are all over the place.
Oh, yeah, exactly what Lindsay Williams is saying. Now, you've got people that actually read the International Forecaster. That's terrorists. They actually know how to read. That we need to go back to the Dark Ages when you can't read. That's what New World Order wants. Most Americans have almost gotten there. This civilization stuff, Bob Chapman, we'll talk to you next week. No more writing. Very terrorist. Stay with us, folks, and pray for the folks in Japan.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, barely made it back in time here because I was so busy working on guests, but we do have a top astrophysicist who has one of the most accurate histories of being able to predict not just weather patterns but also tectonic activity. We've had him on before, but will you please print me his bio ASAP so I can get that out for folks. We're also working on getting Mr. Corbett of the Corbett Report, who lives in Japan, who's an American living in Japan, and who contributes to this broadcast, joining us, but we're unable to get a hold of him in Japan. I am going to open the phones up for Japanese living in Japan, Americans living in Japan, Germans living in Japan, anybody, as long as you can speak English. Please call into the show and give us your report on what's happening in Japan. Now, for those out there that just joined us, we're going to be looking in detail at the record 8.9 quake, and it's exponential. It doubles every time it goes up the scale. A 2 is a doubling of a 1. A 3 is a doubling of a 2. A 4 is a doubling of a 3. and up to 10. I mean, a 10 on the Richter scale is something out of a movie with the plate splitting apart and lava shooting 10,000 feet in the air. In fact, guys, just to illustrate this at a childlike level, will you go to YouTube and pull up Thundar the Barbarian? Like, I think we even have that saved. I meant to play it joking a month ago about everybody saying Planet X is coming or a comet's coming on the 15th and total destruction is going to rain and the hundreds of emails I get an hour and the feverish phone calls of people hyperventilating that they know, I know, the end of the world is coming in 5 days. What's the 15th? Is that next Wednesday or something? What day? Tuesday. I mean, people are just completely freaking out, thinking it's the end of the world. I'm not saying it's the end of the world. The media will take it out of context later and edit this together where I am saying that, but that's fine. The issue is it is kind of spooky to have everybody calling up here, saying the comet's coming the 15th, you're hiding in a bunker, you work for the New World Order, you know it's coming. No, I'm going to be here the 15th. I don't like to tempt fate and have a car wreck or something happens, but I'm going to be here. And I don't believe it's the end of the world. I don't believe that a comet is coming. I don't believe that we're all going to be killed. I don't believe an asteroid is coming. And just because Japan has been hit by a big earthquake, the biggest in recorded modern science in the last 100 and so years that they've had Richter scales set up. Listen, there's a reason they build their houses out of paper and balsa wood in Japan. And that's because they get hit by record earthquakes there because they're on the Pacific Rim Great Ring of Fire. They're right where two big plates smash together. They have a lot of earthquakes in Chile. They have a lot of earthquakes in Peru. They have a lot of earthquakes in Hawaii because they're all on hot spots. I mean, look, there's big giant tectonic plates a couple miles thick floating around on top of molten lava. And so the only thing that is constant on this planet is change. I mean, it wasn't a comet and it wasn't the Easter Bunny that caused Pompeii to be covered by Mount Vesuvius and for thousands of Romans to be encased instantly in hot lava and burning ash. Okay, so these type of things happen. These type of things go on. These type of things unfold. And I'll bet you $1 million that we're all still going to be here on the 16th of March. And that a comet or Planet X or the Reptoid command ship, the Comet Empire, is not coming to get us. We do have Thundar. I'll bet you $1 million, folks, hypothetically. I mean, obviously, I'm not literally betting you, but I'm going to be here next Tuesday live on air, braving the runaway planet that is supposedly going to pull our atmosphere off and cause tectonic plates to be ejected thousands of feet in the air instantly and lava shooting out and the end of our civilization. And then thousands of years later, a super science system rises with goblins flying around and Charlie Sheen warlocks. Here it is.
Thundar the Barbarian. Year 1994. From out of space comes a runaway planet hurtling between the Earth and the Moon, unleashing cosmic destruction. Man's civilization is cast in ruin. 2,000 years later, Earth is reborn. A strange new world rises from the old. A world of savagery, super science, and sorcery. But one man bursts his bonds to fight for justice. With his companions, Ookla the Mock and Princess Ariel, he pits his strength, his courage, and his fabulous sun sword against the forces of evil. He is Thundar, the Barbarian.
Wow, that's a blast from the past. I remember being about 5 years old in Dallas watching that and loving it on television. Because they only really had cartoons on Saturday morning, so once a week my mom would let me watch cartoons and I'd sit there eating Rice Krispies and scrambled eggs and watching Thundar the Barbarian. And see, in 1999, the comet didn't come and kill us. It's 2011. But comets do hit the Earth, and we can't trust the government to put a space-based weapon system up there to blast them because they would just use it as a weapon system against us here on the planet. But I'm going to try to walk through all this now and talk to James in Japan and others. If you just joined us here today, if you just joined us, obviously, you know the big news. It's everywhere. But the different angle we're going to go with is what manipulates the inside of the Earth and its magnetic field. Well, it just so happens that two things coincided together in the last 48 hours or less, starting Wednesday morning. Several different things happened, and actually the Daily Mail is reporting on one of them. Is the Japanese earthquake the latest natural disaster to have been caused by the supermoon? The powerful tsunami that today slammed in Japan's eastern coast comes just 2 days after warnings that the movement of the moon could trigger unprecedented events. We have a leading solar physicist who particularly specializes in the moon joining us coming up. Astrocytes predicted that the March 19th, a week tomorrow, the so-called supermoon will be closer to the Earth than any time since 1992, only 221,567 miles away, and that this is a gravitational pull will bring chaos to Earth. And others predicted it as well. And we're going to be going over some of that, but the Daily Mail is reporting that. Also, we forget what hit us about 36 hours ago, and that was a massive solar flare that was directed right at the Earth and basically hit the southern area of the planet, Antarctica, blasting South Africa and Chile and other areas. And there was some electronic problems and some interference with satellites reported in the last 36 hours. In fact, here's a report out of iAfrica. Solar flare warning in South Africa. The Hermanus Space Weather Warning Center on Sunday said a large solar flare was currently being experienced, and then more flares again were fired in the next 2 days, hitting over the last 4 days. It takes about a day for those to get here. It takes 7 minutes or so for the light to get here, but for the actual radiation that travels at a different speed, the flare itself, it can take 2 to 3 days. And so that's going on. Got the Earth just being hit by these powerful magnetic fields and all sorts of different radiation and the wavelength. You got the moon close to the Earth. But don't worry, they're going to blame it on global warming or something. You can be assured of that. Now, I want to go to James in Japan. James in Japan, give us the report on what you're seeing, sir.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, good. Go ahead.
Well, it was a pretty devastating earthquake. I'm located in Tokyo, and even before the earthquake happened, this kind of comes back to what you're saying about some magnetic field or whatever. You felt something was wrong. I mean, there were no clouds in the sky, and it started to rain, and I'd never seen that before, and it just got extremely hot. And then all of a sudden, luckily I was in the park with my son. It was his birthday today. And I personally felt like I was having a convulsion. And I asked him, I said, either I'm having a convulsion or the earth is like moving very, very hard. He says, Dad, I think we're going to die. And people in the park were running, and there's like pretty much nowhere that they could run to. And it's a safe place, the park. I mean, it's away from buildings, but they have about a 1940 locomotive in the park, and I took my son into that locomotive and solid steel.
Well, James, thank you for stay there. No, don't thank me for having you on the show. Thank you for calling. Stay there. We're going to go to break. Tell us more about what you saw unfold. We'll take other calls from Japan. 800-25.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 11th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14,1290. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,4932, $7,2466 for a half ounce, or $3,6233 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,4932, $7,2466, and $3,6233.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore or trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Talking to James in Japan, got David waiting. Here's Richard Corbin, WeatherAction.com. He's a meteorologist, astrophysicist, consultant, and owner of businesses, Weather Action, which even the mainstream media has had to admit, because he's on record, predicted with over 90% certainty exactly what's going to happen with the weather a year out. Nobody else can do that, because the main meteorologists don't follow the moon. The moon controls the oceans. It controls a lot of tectonic activity. It controls how much solar winds are hitting the Earth as a shield when it's between the Earth and the sun. It's a space wind tunnel out there. He's coming up to get into what could be triggering this. But let's talk to James in Japan. So, James, where are you in Japan? What did you witness? You and your son had to escape to the park, to the high ground. What happened?
Yeah, well, we were in the park when it happened, so we escaped into an old locomotive they keep in the park for kids to see. And so we were pretty safe, fortunately. But what made this earthquake so different than others, which Japan has hit quite a bit by earthquakes, besides the intensity, was the length of it. I mean, this must have lasted about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. It was long, and you just basically felt like it was over. You're going to die.
Well, you know, it was an 8.9, and we're showing video right now of houses, buildings, like Tinker Toys, just being pushed by the giant tsunami explosions. And I've got some bad news. I want you to continue, James, and go to David. Pressure is rising at the damaged Japanese nuclear power plant, raising fears. It could melt down. How close are you to this particular nuclear reactor in this area of northeast of Tokyo?
Well, that nuclear plant, that's maybe a few hundred miles away. But the bad news about it is the Japanese government, unfortunately, like the American government, never tells the truth all the time. When there was previously a nuclear leak, they never told you about it. And other leaks came out that they never told you about, even though employees were radiated and killed. So
it could be worse than we're even being told.
Absolutely, if you judge on what the government, yeah, how they lied.
I'm going to be honest. I don't like giant nuclear facilities. They're too dangerous. And meanwhile, the environmentalists want them instead of coal. And coal is just fabulous. And now I've seen the greenies on TV, on C-SPAN, saying, go nuclear, get rid of our plants. And they're building nuke reactors everywhere. And it's only a matter of time to roll Chernobyl. Are you and your family concerned right now? They're saying this plant could go China syndrome and blow sky high.
I'm absolutely concerned. And what makes it even more devastating for people is there's been no phone service all day, so if you have like a relative, if you weren't able to get home due to the fact that the trains have stopped in Tokyo, you can't even contact your family members to see if they're okay. I own a house, actually, 2 hours north, which is oceanfront, and I can't even find out if my house was swept away by a tsunami.
And for ignorant people that don't know, your regular phone service is out. You're calling us via computer phone?
Yeah, I'm calling via Skype, Alex.
Yeah, that's what we thought. People find contradictions when there are none. Well, sir, again, where are you on the map? And we'll put the name in and pull it up for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. What's the name of the town you're in?
Well, I'm in an area called Nakameguro in Meguro Ward in Tokyo.
So you're in Tokyo, and how bad has Tokyo itself been hit?
Well, there's been, for example, there are water pipes that have burst in my building, and elevators don't work in any buildings. I had to run up 9 flights of stairs to make sure my ex-wife and other son was okay. There are people who... There's a convenience store in every block, and those are all full with people trying to get items like water and food. So, you know, when somebody like you comes out and tells people, in the event of a dollar collapse or whatever, that you should really try and stock up on food, I hope people take you seriously, because you'll never know when you'll need it. And thanks to you, I pretty much have stocked up, so we were okay.
Well, thank God, sir. Look, I'm stocked up on food, ammo, guns. And it's not that I live in fear. It's that I live empowered, and I don't want to live in fear. I would be afraid in my home at night if I didn't have firearms. I mean, I can't imagine the domesticated, timid souls. David, we're going to go to you real fast on the other side, because it's live from Japan. We're going to go ahead and get this top meteorologist, Piers Richard Corbin, on as well at the same time with you. We're going to try to look at what could be triggering the massive increased tectonic activity the last 2 years. There's a lot more earthquakes happening, folks. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
I don't stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
We have meteorologist Piers Richard Corbin, also astrophysicist. 2 weeks before, we're first going to a call from David in Japan. 2 weeks. And we have the ABC News article. Aaron's printing it right now. We found it during the break from 2005. 2 weeks before the last supermoon, that's when the moon is very close to the Earth. This can be the closest it's been to the Earth since 1992. That there is a clear connection with the moon being closer to Earth and tidal pull and super earthquakes and tsunamis. We know the moon controls the tides anyways. But we've got a true astrophysicist who specializes in lunar research joining us here in a moment. We also have record solar flares hitting the Earth. ABC News is now asking today, did supermoon cause 8.9 earthquake in Japan? So they just beat us to the article we're writing at InfoWars.com. We'll talk to Piers Corbin, who's actually on a bus right now. We caught him on his cell phone. We'll talk to the astrophysicist here in a moment, who's also a meteorologist. But right now, quickly, David in Japan, James, who just called in, had to get to high ground with his son and barely got away from the tsunami. Where are you in Japan? What can you tell us, David?
I'm in Osaka, Japan, and I just wanted to say that on the local news reports we have here, they're reporting a lot of casualties. They're reporting it town by town, and it's 30 people here, 40 people there. it looks like there's going to be extremely high casualties from the tsunami, because it's not just like the earthquakes, because Japan generally is very well prepared, has very good building codes in terms of earthquakes, but there's just no preparing for the effect of the tsunami. Luckily, where I am here in Osaka, the effect of the tsunami wasn't too strong. We were shielded, but in Tokyo and up north, there's been terrible casualties. And they say in the town Sendai that there's been between 200 and 300 fatalities there. So it's probably going to go into the thousands, I think.
Absolutely. Just like in the Indonesian situation that ended up killing over 200,000, for the first few hours we heard 100, 200, 300. It's now above 300 dead in Japan. I would imagine from the devastating footage we've seen all over that coastal area of Japan, where you just see hundreds of houses just being slammed like paper boats, and factories and airports just exploding into fire. This is absolutely incredible. We've got to be praying for everybody there. I would guess that the death toll is probably going to be in the tens of thousands, ladies and gentlemen. Anything else, David, that you can add to us for us from Japan?
Yeah, in relation to the nuclear reactor, that was what I wanted to bring you about. The first reports that came out, they said that they had there was an explosion in the cooling system and they weren't able to control number one reactor. Actually, that area where Fukushima, where the nuclear reactor is, there's six nuclear reactors on the site. And they said they were able to shut down number four to six. Number two, the coolant system turned on properly. But number one, they were not able to turn on the coolant system. And they made a report about that. And then afterwards, they denied it. And now we're not sure what the situation is.
Well, I've got the latest on that. Again, ABC News, Reuters as well. Pressure at damaged Japanese nuclear reactor rising with fears that, there's no coolant going in. I mean, this is very serious. Earthquake damaged Japanese nuclear reactor plant northeast of Tokyo has stoked fears of radioactive fallout unless the reactor core can be cooled, and renewed concern about the security of other nuclear facilities in the tsunami's path. If it blows, it could actually cause the other reactors to blow. And as you said, there's six there. This is a gigantic facility. Japan, of course, gets most of its power, like France, from the nukes. And this is the problem with nukes, folks. I love technology, but, you know, if I could have a coal-powered plant that just puts out carbon dioxide and water vapor, I'd rather have it than a nuke. And Texas has got a bunch of nukes in it. Well, thank you so much, David. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thanks, Alex. We're listening here in Japan, and you're having a big impact, so keep up the good work. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, sir. Folks, we need to pray right now that they get the coolant into that thing. This is going to affect us, too. If it melts down and explodes, it's going to eject incredibly radioactive isotopes right into the jet stream, and they're going to orbit the Earth for the next 4 billion years or so. And Chernobyl devastated, you know, thousands of square miles in its path. This is devastating, ladies and gentlemen. Any way you slice it, what is Japan, the earthquake-prone capital of the world, doing with literally hundreds of nuclear reactors? Look up how many reactors they've got. I believe it's close to 100. Austin has two nuclear reactors in it, giant research reactors up at the J.J. Pickle facility. And I tell the idiot public this, and they laugh at me. And by the way, we're on a fault line here with three dormant volcanoes we're sitting on top of. They're not extinct, a lot of evidence shows. Okay, I'm going to shut up now and go to our guest who joins us from the roads there in England. He's on the road. Piers Richard Corbin, meteorologist, astrophysicist, consultant, and owner of Weather Action. And he's hailed by CNN, Fox, BBC as the only guy who can predict with over 90% accuracy, some say 86% accuracy, a year out what's going to happen. They got 55 operating to supply power and a bunch of other research facilities, 52 light water, 55 overall. Mr. Corbin, again, what is your accuracy a year out? I forget the exact number. And give us your view on ABC and others saying that did supermoon cause 8.9 earthquake in Japan? What is a supermoon, sir?
Right, well, our accuracy rate is 85% for extreme events forecasted many months ahead, and that's based on a combination of solar and lunar effects. A supermoon is when the moon is closest to the Earth and there's also it's so full or new. But basically, that type of that situation gives you the strongest tidal effect. Now, the idea that the supermoon helps trigger earthquakes is absolutely correct. We agree with that, and we know there is a lunar signal in earthquake data. But we also know that to actually trigger an earthquake, it seems very helpful, you might say, if there is also major activity on the sun just preceding the moments where there will be some lunar effects in terms of tides.
And by the way, Doctor...
There was a big solar flare yesterday.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
It hit yesterday. The effect of it hit yesterday.
Sir, I interrupted you because there's a little bit of time delay. Repeat that. You're saying if there's lunar and solar together, that you know, there's evidence and that we did have both yesterday. Please repeat it in detail.
Yes, what you need to get a big earthquake is a combination of a lunar and solar effect. You need a big event on the sun and then those events affect the solar wind, and you need the solar wind coronal mass ejections to be directed to Earth. And yesterday, Earth was hit by a coronal mass ejection. And at the same time, it helps if you've also got extra lunar tidal effects on the Earth crust. And that's what we've got right now, or near that. So that gives us what we're seeing.
Well, sir, as a leading meteorologist and astrophysicist who specializes in lunar and solar study, there's a big debate raging right now with Discover Magazine. ABC says, did supermoon cause 8.9? They're reporting this is the biggest supermoon since 1992. A, is that correct from your research? And some people...
Yeah, well, it probably is correct, but, you know, you actually get quite a lot of lunar effects. I mean, the moon is closest to the Earth once every month. So you've then got to have other things for the moon as well, as I said, a new moon or a full moon. So when they say the biggest for a long time, they're also talking about the plane of the moon's orbit and so forth, which is if it's near an eclipse. So I think the details of how big isn't that important, just as long as you've got a significant moon and an extra hit from the sun. Because the earthquakes are things which are waiting to happen all the time, and it needs a trigger. And if there's triggers above a certain level, then they will come, and the combination of lunar and solar effects will give them.
So the two magnify each other.
That's right. Definitely.
How does a solar coronal ejection, several, as you said, in the last week hitting, a big one hitting yesterday, how does the lunar radiation and winds affect the tectonic activities?
Right. Well, we don't understand the details of how it all works, but we do know that when you get a coronal mass ejection hitting Earth, that there is a lot of geomagnetic activity. That is, the magnetic field of the Earth goes a bit wild. Now, that is connected to the Earth deep down. So, you know, changes in that does involve forces, and that could encourage or tip the balance, which allows the tectonic plate to move that little bit that it is trying to go anyway.
So all we know is that throughout history there have been, even the ancients obviously knew this, they didn't know why, that the moon and the sun do tend to affect volcanoes and things like that. And if the moon itself is what creates the tides coming in and out, then certainly the sun is going to have an effect. But the UN said about a year and a half ago at the Copenhagen summit, they said the sun has no effect on climate.
Well, they would. The trouble is the whole of science has been corrupted by these CO2 nonsense. But before wasting any more time on that, I would just like to say a very interesting thing about the solar effect is that the biggest storms and the biggest earthquakes tend to come, curiously, when the solar activity on average is low, that is in solar minima, especially the odd to even minima, like we're now in moving into or in cycle 24, but happen in those periods when there is also, so that's kind of quiet, and then you've got extra big events within that time, and those are the events which seem to trigger earthquakes more. But when you've got more solar activity, you seem to get a lot of littler, smaller earthquakes, rather than single big ones, which seem to happen around the solar minima, especially the odd to even minima, which is all quite interesting and kind of understandable when you think about, you know, shaking of rocks or shaking sugar out of a jar and so on, you know. It'll stick and then come out in lumps, and except when you have lots of little wobbles, then it doesn't come out in lumps.
Well,
so
sir,
you know, that type of analogy helps us understand it anyway.
Yes, sir. We're talking to meteorologist and astrophysicist Piers Richard Corbin. You can check out his very important website at weatheraction.com. But sir, I specifically brought up the UN because, as you know, with the earthquake in Haiti and some of the other earthquakes, Al Gore and others have come out. The UN has come out, and they have said that the earthquake is caused by global warming when, from my research, but correct me if I'm wrong, there's really no evidence connecting CO2 in the a slow average to any type of a big event. But we do have direct connections to solar and lunar events. So they're telling us the sun has no effect, so they can blame it all on humans and taxes.
Well, that's right. They are mad. They are fools. They are charlatans. They are liars. And if you want to know more, hop on our website where we put up a thing at weatheraction.com on this very point, under it's labeled under comments from me, the most recent comment from me on weatheraction.com.
Absolutely. In closing, sir, and obviously you go over the science, you go over the math, 85% accuracy in your catastrophic predictions. I've seen the press report above 90 in some of the closer in predictions, not just a year out. The proof is in the pudding. In the last 2 years, no brag, just facts, sir. I mean, you obviously know what you're talking about, but you know, you say it's more of an art form, looking at the history and then projecting forward, almost a dead reckoning. Dead reckoning with the big record solar flare, the huge moon, the super moon. What does your gut tell you? I mean, does your gut tell you, doctor, that this was probably triggered or pushed over the edge by the super moon and the coronal mass ejection?
Yes, we would say that. We say this thing was caused by events on the sun, or rather a solar lunar combination. And I put out a tweet to that effect with the link, and my tweet address is Piers_Corbyn, spelled Corbyn. So if anyone goes on there, they can get all the links straight away.
Well, sir, we'll follow you. Hopefully you'll follow us at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. We're just now getting on the Twitter bandwagon to reach folks because it's so effective. Well, sir, we'll talk to you again in the very near future. Anything else that you'd like to add?
No, that's fine. It's superb to come on your show.
Good to have you, doctor. Okay, there goes meteorologist and astrophysicist, doctor of astrophysics. By the way, that guy's literally about 180 IQ, so we appreciate him joining us. And you heard him, just complete fraud, complete scam, complete joke. And look for Danny Glover, look for Al Gore, look for the UN, Pachauri, to now say this was global warming. Was it global warming 800 years ago in Japan when they had earthquakes and tsunamis? No, it was the sun and the moon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a gigantic planetoid spinning around us. It controls the weather. Just give you a little newsflash with the sun. It's a 100% fact, and they sit there like the Vatican 500, 600 years ago, telling you still that the Earth was the center of the universe. Okay? This is as ridiculous or more to have the United Nations in 2011 telling us that the sun and the moon do not affect climate, that it's all us. Baloney. baloney. Oh, they're worried about those coal power plants they want to shut down so they can build their nuclear plants because then only insiders can get the permits, like General Electric. I don't want nuclear plants. I'm not against it. If it's all we had, use it. But it is on the last of my list. If you want to have deep space spacecraft going out of orbit with it, still dangerous to get it up into orbit. But if they had some safe way to do it, nuke makes a lot of sense in orbit or out of orbit. Aircraft carriers, they have a safer history with smaller ones. And at least it's out in the ocean. Subs, we know there's been a bunch of disasters they cover up. We know this. Universities have radiation detectors all over the world, and we know that radiation just goes up and up and up, and there's all sorts of leaks and all sorts of cover-ups and storing the waste. I'm done. They're talking about this this reactor blowing up. The temperature's rising. They can't get cooling into it. It's one of six reactors at the same facility. It melts down, ladies and gentlemen. You think large areas of Japan on fire right now is bad?
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
My name's John, and I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Just a man, and I hear it time.
flooding in at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. You know, we got a Twitter account 9-10 months ago. We actually have three or four of them, a total of about 80, 90,000 all together. And we just kind of use it as a news feed to get the word out. But really, it's designed for you, the listeners, to give us intel, to give us heads up. I'm trying to Twitter every day, you know, not just lean over Matt Ryan's shoulder and say, hey, send a photo out to folks or tell them this is coming up. You know, I'm actually, you know, Twittering to you myself. We're sending more and more things out. But really, that's just so folks are interested in it, so we can get the information from you when things are happening. Or when I'm at a demonstration and the cops are beating people up, I can send it out to 100, 200, 300,000 people. Hey, we're here. We need help. That's why I want to get this one Twitter account up to 100,000. I need it to be 100,000 to have any real punch. We've dominated YouTube, dominated Google, 300 million views on YouTube. We've dominated so many other areas, but we've not even – I mean, I'm the one that got Charlie Sheen to do his Twitter account. I'm the guy that twisted his arm and said, communicate directly. Don't communicate through text to TMZ, who then censors what you're doing and what you're saying. If you can get through from Japan, it's twitter.com/RealAlexJones. You can call us at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I was going to have pharmacist Ben Fuchs back on talking about health and how our soils are almost completely depleted and how so many illnesses and the fact that you're always hungry, want more, because you're eating empty calories is because so much of the food has had the real minerals removed in it because the soil is dead. And I already canceled him once a few weeks ago because the Charlie Sheen thing had blown up then. And I don't want to do it again today, so he'll be on with us about 30 minutes in the next hour. But he'll also give us his take on the situation with the earthquake and the tsunami and the 8.9 and the reactor on the verge of melting down and just all of this insanity. But if you are in Japan, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. If you have trouble calling a 1-800 number, John, give me a Genesis. Can I put a Genesis regular number out? Do we have one of those that's available? Only because my regular call guy is working on some IT stuff in another department today. We can probably drag him in here and I can give out our number, our local number, because sometimes people can't call foreign into a 1-800 number. Harmon, up at Genesis, do you have a regular number I can give out for? Okay. Well, just give it to me verbally then, and I'll just give it out on air right now. Well, send it to me on IM just to make sure I'm right. Now, here's the type of stuff we're getting from Japan at twitter.com, Real Alex Jones. Excellent. Thanks for the heads up. I just ordered an autographed copy and a couple of T-shirts while I was at it. Oh, that was a Twitter. That's the wrong stack. I was just given a stack earlier of Twitter comments from Japan. So I don't know why that one's there. We just got in a bunch of autographed Jesse Ventura books, 45 of them, and then that's it if you want them. And I also autographed him. There's a photo up on Twitter of me autographing the Jesse Ventura autograph. 63 documents the government doesn't want you to have. In fact, here it is. But I'll get all those Twitters. I'll find those Twitters from the tsunami victim folks out there. And the reactor situation. Let me compose myself, refocus. So much is going on here. Infowars.com, PrismaPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.